This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Morning Devotions, Chris Switz with you. We don't like talking about fears. Some of them are a bit personal, might appear we're weak if we say we're frightened. And yet I think many of us are afraid of something or someone. Think back to your school days. Was there a bully in your school? There probably was. And that boy or girl who gave you a hard time and you didn't want to go to school, but you weren't prepared to say. So it wasn't anything to laugh about. Maybe your parents didn't take it seriously, but you can still remember those days. But as we grow into adulthood, we might fear terrorism or losing our money or worried that our investments won't allow us to retire or cancer or ill health. We fear staying where we are. We're not sure where we're going or the expectations that people have. And that bully fear, I could call it, moves in and everything else moves out. Fear and happiness cannot live in the same heart. Fear and clear thinking can't live in the same body. But I want to just say, look, let's think logically about this. Fear never cured a disease. Fear never brought a family out of poverty, never fought a war or saved a marriage. And fear lets everyone else do the living while we just exist. It's like that bully lurking in the hallways of life saying, you're no good. And what's fear about that? Nothing. It actually only cripples our own emotions. Surely there's a sense that we can do better than that. So my question today, is there a possibility to live without a crippling fear? Let me tell you the story. Jesus was in a boat on the Sea of Galilee in a basin that was surrounded by mountains. And he was there one day with his disciples. A furious storm broke and lashed that boat to such an extent that the men, who were experienced fishermen, by the way, they feared that they would drown. But Jesus was asleep, unafraid. They woke him up. Don't you care, Master, that we're going to drown? They were facing death by shipwreck, and this was no ordinary storm. These men, rugged individuals, knew boats and water. It was like a tornado that hit this small boat. Must have been a terrifying moment. So there they were, sitting ducks out in the middle of a lake, and they didn't know what was going to happen next. Have you ever been in a situation like that, been at the mercy of... You don't know what's going to happen next. The waves are coming. It's only a matter of time. Might be the waves of bills or discouragement or heartache. And you think, if there's one more thing that happens, I'm sunk. Now, some of the storms we see coming, but others just don't. They just emerge. We're not ready for them. And that's when we need Jesus to help out. But I think it doesn't happen straight away because fear corrodes our confidence. Does God really care if he can sleep while there's a storm going on in our lives? Because fear unleashes this wave of doubt. When we think we've lost control, we have that deep fear. When things are spinning out of control, we can grab for whatever we can handle. But Jesus, in that account from the Bible, Jesus said to the men, "You, look, you're of little faith. Why are you so afraid?" He got up, he rebuked the wind and the waves, and it calmed down. And when the waves are coming over the edge, we're wondering what's going to happen. We find that Jesus is actually in the boat of life with us. Let me say it again. It's not about the storm. It's about who you discover in the storm. Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. The Bible actually tells us many times, 365 times to be exact, not to be afraid. God doesn't want you to live a life of fear. He wants you to have a productive life. Someone puts it like this: fear is the courage that allows us to walk through our fears. We can walk through our fears because of our faith. And when we walk through the fear, our faith deepens. So when we turn to Jesus in the midst of our storms, the focus moves from staring at the storm to staring at God. Look at him. Jesus doesn't promise that we'll never face those storms. Instead, he teaches that God is greater than whatever we're facing. God is in control. Heavenly Father, thank you. They're just magnificent words for a day like today. When the storms might come, just hold our hand and help us to be calm. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.